This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the 2024 election in its final days, voters have two very different economic plans to consider.
The former president really wants to extend those tax cuts. It was kind of his signature legislative accomplishment in his first term, lower tax rates for companies and for individuals and small businesses. Those tax cuts actually expire next year. So no matter who becomes president, it's going to be a big debate in Congress. And Vice President Harris has put forward policies that would kind of dramatically expand the government's role in trying to make housing more affordable. She also wants to give a tax credit for first-time homebuyers, $25,000 in down payment assistance.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Striking machinists at Boeing to vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer. 33,000 machinists have been on strike for 7 weeks. Federal highway officials announced $635 million in grants to repair or replace numerous old and outdated bridges across the 50 states. This is ABC News. ABC's Karen Travers says Vice President Harris's election night plans are coming together.
The Harris-Walz campaign announced it will host its election night event at Howard University in Washington, D.C., the alma mater of Vice President Harris. Harris graduated from the historically black college in 1986. There she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, the first historically black sorority, which was founded at Howard. Harris used her alma mater's campus to prepare for her one debate against Donald Trump, and she occasionally worked from an office there while campaigning for the Democratic nomination in 2019. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Unclear if he'll ever fly for the Marines again. Marine investigators blaming the pilot of an F-35 warplane for ejecting when he didn't need to while trying to land in heavy rain at a base in South Carolina last year. The plane flew pilotless for another 11 minutes before crashing. Investigators determined there was no need to abandon the $100 million aircraft since an onboard computer was flying it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Packer named Defensive Player of the Month. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney, a free agent from the Giants, leads the league with 6 interceptions. I asked him, how did he feel when Matt LaFleur made the announcement in a team meeting?
I felt good. I mean, me personally, I think there was another month that I should have wanted to. But at the end of the day, it's a great honor, and I'm happy about it. But, you know, there's more to do.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. The Badgers head to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes 6:30. Tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium. On the line, the Heartland Trophy. NBA, the Bucks losing last night to the Grizzlies 122-99 in Memphis. Grizzlies guard Ja Morant with 26 points. The Bucks have lost 4 in a row.
We got to fix this. We didn't make shots, and we have to find a way to get stops. Morant had a free pass tonight as far as driving, and so we got to do a better job of figuring out how to contain guards like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for the overnight. Breezy winds will back down. Mid-20s expected by daybreak. A Friday, sunny skies and a light south wind in the afternoon as highs climb to the lower 50s. By Saturday, mostly sunny, will be near 60. It's 36 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I have D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on January 6th. We discuss. And first congressional district candidate Peter Barca. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabe.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you here on this one of the creepiest nights of the year. And the weather is cooperating. I don't know what the deal is, but every Halloween, it seems like it's cold and wet, even though it's been a gorgeous fall so far. So, but I guess that fits the holiday, right? So wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day, having a safe Halloween, maybe dressing up. And I hope you're handing out candy, trick or treat. It is fun to see all the kids. That's, you know, it's kind of a scary holiday, but it is great to see kids running around so excited, just collecting as much possible candy as they can. Did you trick or treat today, Conrad?
I did not, no.
You didn't have time to.
Yeah, no, I did not.
You were here all day.
Okay. I was.
All right, so it is Halloween, and we're in the spirit. I am feeling the holiday, folks. I've got my own costume on. It's this costume I got back when I did some time earlier at a state pen. I just kept the outfit, and I thought it looked great. Ah! I'm kidding, of course. I've never done hard time. But I have my costume on if you're watching on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch on the stream?
Yes, we're on Facebook, WGBW, or Nightly with Pete Schwabe. YouTube, WGBW, or Civic Media, and on Twitter, Civic Media, or WGBW.
Join us on the stream. Join us on the app. Join us old school on the radio. However you join us, just get here because we got a fun show planned. It is Halloween. It's a big holiday in America. I would say, where do you rank Halloween, Conrad, on the list of holidays in this country?
I'd put it four.
Four behind Christmas, Thanksgiving, and what?
4th of July.
Okay.
I love 4th of July because of the fireworks, obviously. But I think it's gotten better for me over the past couple of years because I started going with my brother up north, and his friend has a cabin on the lake.
Okay.
They bring the pontoon out on the little lake that they have behind their house.
Oh, nice.
And sit on the pontoon and watch the fireworks. So that's why I rank it higher than Halloween right now.
And then Halloween's 4th. It's tough. I hear you about 4th of July. I do feel like the 4th of July goes by. I feel like summer is kind of slow until we hit the 4th of July, and then it just cruises past. So yeah. As fun as the 4th of July is, I'm going to put Memorial Day ahead of the 4th of July.
Really?
Yes, because that is the start of summer. And I remember as a kid going, Memorial Day, first of all, it's a great holiday because of, you know, fallen soldiers and all that kind of stuff. But also, it's the start of summer. You got the whole summer ahead of you. And I still feel like that as an adult. I love having the whole thing. So I would go Christmas, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and then Halloween. So I put it 5th. But this leads us into our question tonight, folks. Where do you rank Halloween? Is it your favorite holiday? Is it your second favorite? 10th? Did it not even make the top 10? Where do you rank Halloween on the scale of holidays in your life? And you can give us your top three if you want. You could just tell us where you rank Halloween. Either way, that's totally fine. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Where do you rank Halloween on the list of holidays? Conrad says three. No, I'm sorry, four.
Yes.
And I say five. A close second. I say five. I don't even know if five. I don't love Halloween.
Yeah, I'm not a... when I was younger, I'd probably rank it higher.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted all the candy I could get. But now it's like, if I have too much candy, my stomach's just going to burst.
Yeah, I'm sitting here full of doubt. I don't know. I think I might have overranked Halloween for myself as an adult because I'm going to have to think about this. I'll get back to you folks on this. I don't want to steer the listener wrong. But you're welcome to weigh in, folks. Let us know where you rank Halloween on your scale of holidays, and we will read it on the radio. And you can text us on the app, too. It is so easy to use. You can follow Todd Alba's state bus tour on the app. Click over to Nightlight when that's over. Text us. Text Dom, text Jane, text Maggie. They're all text Earl. It's so easy. Just do it. Get the app. It's so easy to use. And that's our question of the night. We have a fun show tonight. Of course, it's Thursday night, which means this is our popcorn pick of the week night. And giving us a popcorn pick of the week tonight at 6:35 will be TV host and host of Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. He just took another one of his world trips, and I can't wait to talk to him a little bit about it before we get his pick. But that's the popcorn pick of the week. It's at 6:35, just about 25 minutes from now. And then our new friend, Mariah Gates, joins us. She is a Chicago-based film critic who writes for RogerEbert.com. And we are talking to Mariah because she is a big fan of Noirvember. So we're going to talk a little film noir with Mariah. I'm very excited about that. I have my own favorites, anxious to find out what hers are. And then at 7:35, this is exciting, from the show Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers, Jenny Slate will be here for a little bit. I talked to Jenny the other day. We're going to play the interview. She talks a little bit about getting the vote out, but as usual, I took the opportunity to ask her some showbiz questions, too. So she was a fun guest and a lovely person to talk to, as was Adam Brody earlier in the week, and we've got clips from both of them. I like... the clip we picked out from Adam's show, we kind of ran out of time the other night. I want to play that tonight. It's from the show Nobody Wants This on Netflix. It's a hit show, and it's a great scene between he and Kristen Bell. So we'll play that, and we've got a little Jenny Slate we'll throw at you in a few minutes. She's just carved out a great career for herself, doing voices, also acting in live action. And I was reading the other day before I interviewed her that she went to school, I think at Columbia, and got an English literature degree and just kind of fell into an improv group. And bam, here she is, a big star. So that's exciting. And it was fun to talk to her. We'll play that at 7:35. So that's a show. That's a lot of show, Conrad.
It is.
You think we can get all that in?
I think we can. Yeah.
Let's do our best. That's all we can do. How you were here all day.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went great. Actually, it's funny. This morning I was helping out producing Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
And Todd was already set up at the studio in Oshkosh. And Lisa
New
Hale
studio
was
in Oshkosh, yeah, right? It looks beautiful.
It looks great. If you were tuning in on the stream this morning, you saw it. Looks great.
Does.
But what's funny is that, so I get here at 5:20. And there's just a cup of coffee at the Keurig.
Okay.
Just full of coffee. I'm like, what's going on here? Did they like forget something? And then I get a call from Mino saying, yeah, we went over we passed the exit to Oshkosh. We're turning around in Fond du Lac right now.
I mean, it's like a 25 minute drive, right? No, actually from here to Oshkosh, it's closer probably to an hour.
Yeah, I'd say a little
Todd
less.
Todd does that drive every day, but.
Yeah, so they saw a sign that says Milwaukee. It's like 44 miles. Like, that doesn't seem right.
So they turned around and saw the sign that said, thank you for using the Illinois Toll Road. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I've done that. That is so frustrating when you go out of your way. And yeah, well, that's great. Were they, he and Jim driving together?
Yes. So what's funny is so they called in to start the show. So they were on the phone for like 7 minutes before they got to the studio and then took over on the mics.
We're christening our new space by calling in from the car. That's so great. Love it. So, yeah, you've been here a while. All right. I think this is time. This is a big moment on tonight's show. Our costume unveiling. Conrad, we've heard a lot about this jacket. You look like kind of a badass. I can't tell if you're going biker or fisherman, but either way, show us the goods. What do you got there, buddy?
Well, it is a fisher jacket.
Yeah.
Fishing vest.
Okay.
It's not a complete costume, though. I got it 3 years ago. It's weird Halloween. And there's not much to it.
Well, you got to turn around. Can you turn around? Show everybody the back. It says Master Baiters, B-A-I-T-E-R? Yeah.
Yeah.
E-R-S, Fishing and Tackle. So it's a very obscene costume that Conrad is wearing. He's putting himself out there. He doesn't care. He doesn't care who knows that that's where he buys his bait. He wants everybody. He's a walking billboard.
I wish I stole the hat because the hat made it complete. But funny story is I actually, when I first got the costume, I entered a Halloween like costume contest with this. It was for $1,000 or something.
In that vest?
And I had the hat.
Yeah.
Okay. And the guys who were judging go, all right, I guess that's funny, but you could have put more effort into it.
I kind of feel the same way as those guys.
I'm like, what do you mean there? I mean, you could have had a tackle box. You could have had a fishing pole.
A lure in your hat. Or, it is, once you get past the joke,
then you're
where it says Master Baiters, it's sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
You but could have bought a pole, yeah.
It's the only costume I own.
Okay.
Because I don't justify spending money. I just can't do it. This was pretty cheap, so I was like, all right, whatever.
And it's practical. It's a vest.
Yeah.
And you probably raise a few eyebrows when you walk down Washington
definitely,
Street.
Definitely.
All right, so I am sporting this prisoner outfit, and I this is what I bought to wear when I took my kids trick-or-treating, and I keep it in a drawer, and I just break it out every Halloween. I kind of feel like the hat is like a shower cap, though. Is that kind of weird? Let me see if I can switch here.
It kind of looks like an old-timey sleeper hat.
Yeah, it does. And do prisoners wear hats like this anymore? Do they accessorize?
I think they when they go out in the yard, right?
Do they? Okay. Well, either way, it's a hat, and it's a darn fine. It's very warm, but I will say, and as a guy, I don't want to speak for all guys. I don't like when people stereotype, but I feel really sexy when I wear a prisoner outfit. And I thought my wife would respond. Turns out we don't have the same fantasies regarding the pen. So I wear it, and I think I look great. I think it's a fun, vertical stripes are supposed to be better. These are horizontal, but I'm still rocking it. It feels good. I got the pants. Here, I'm going to stand up. So I got the whole thing.
I
even strip searched myself before I put it on just to get into the role, and I did a full body cavity search. I came up empty, so I think I'm good to go.
Tell me the backstory. Where'd you get it, though?
Oh, man. I kind of feel the same way you do, but I wanted my kids to see me in the spirit of the holiday. So I think I got it at like clearance at like Yonkers and Marinette, something like that.
Yeah.
Or I want to say dollar store, but this is way beyond a dollar. Let's be honest. These are pretty boss threads. And I think, I don't know. Oh, it's almost time to go to a break. Okay. So we're going to hear some clips when we get back. We'll read your texts. It is, the Popcorn Pick of the Week, folks, coming up at 6:35 with Mike Siegel. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're going to pay a call on the Adams Family.
News from the Center, WRCE.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is that?
This is Beetlejuice.
Okay. Welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wabba. This Halloween episode. This is our first Halloween episode we've done. We've been on the air almost a year. We're coming up to our anniversary, but we've got, this is our first, I would say, other than last Christmas, this is our first big, big holiday we've sort of taken on. And we have, it's our popcorn pick of the week, folks, tonight at 6:35. Mike Siegel will help us make that pick. And Jenny Slate is here tonight from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers. Had the opportunity to talk to Jenny a couple days ago. We recorded it, and we will play that tonight at 7:35. Right now, I want to show – we have a clip of her work, right? If those of you who don't watch Bob's Burgers or Parks and Rec, we have a Saturday Night Live clip where Jenny was – was she hosting?
I just found the skit. I don't know if she was hosting or not, but I thought it was hilarious.
All right, let's hear – this is our guest tonight at 7:35, Jenny Slate, on Saturday Night Live.
I hate my car horn.
Does this happen to you? People go away because you got a bad, boring car horn? Hello, I'm Tina Chanos. Does your car horn lack flavor? Then come on down to Car Horns and More. Okay, here's what a regular car horn sounds like. What? No, that's bad. You need a custom-made car horn that speaks to you, like this. Beep, beep, I am your car. Yes. And that is my voice. Why should I not be? I'm an entrepreneur. At Car Horns and More, we got all kinds of car horns. Polite car horns. Beep, beep, after you, Buick. Old-timey car horns. Ooga, jalopy. What? International car horns. Hong Kong, bonjour. Great Poupon, crash. And for ambulances. Get out the way, a baby ate a penny. Oh my God. How do I do it? I have a little help. Just ask my cousin, Kiki.
Hello, I'm Kiki Jean Chanus, and I've been in all kinds of crazy cars. Do you need a horn for a limousine? Moonroof, minibar. Hello, driver. Prom, honk. What if you drive an airport shuttle bus? Honk, honk. JetBlue. Bye-bye, Nana.
So the
accent was that?
The cousin was Beyonce.
It's supposed to be like baby talk or something?
I don't know. It keeps going on for another like 2 minutes. Yeah,
that's
it's
very
great.
Funny. What else do you have of Jenny? We pulled Bob's Burgers, right?
Yes.
Who does she play on Bob's
Tammy.
Burgers? Tammy. That's right. Okay. So here is our guest tonight at 7:35, Jenny Slate, and a quick scene from Bob's Burgers.
A freak! Ah! Tammy farted!
Oh my God! My ears can smell it! Laugh fart! Laugh fart!
Tammy made a clammy! Gross!
No, I didn't do it! It wasn't my butt! No, it wasn't me! No! Ow! That one hurt! That wasn't me! Yeah. I didn't do it!
All I can think of right now is people in their cars going, how old are they? But that's on national TV. That's like right up there with a Peter Griffin gas scene with, remember that one where they went into the stall and he said, oh, that reminds me of the time I outfatted Michael Moore. And they go in and it turns into this like banjo dueling butt scenes. Very funny. All right. So Jenny will be here at 7:35 tonight. We will talk to her a little bit about why she's in Wisconsin. She did do a show the other night at the Orpheum in Madison, and we'll talk to her a little bit about her career as well. Speaking of Bob's Burgers, this was weird. Did you read this? Jay Johnston, who's an actor, and I remember this guy when I first moved to LA. He was at some of the same parties. We had a lot of mutual friends. He came from an improv background. Might have done Second City. Maybe that's where I first met him, was in Chicago. But he was just sentenced to a year in jail for being a January 6th insurrectionist. Like, he was on Mr. Show, Bob's Burgers, Arrested Development. He had a great career. And he drove the day before January 6th and was not only just there. He grabbed a police shield and pushed back with a group of people and supposedly crushed a police officer who I think lived but was injured. That blew my mind. So Jay Johnston, you probably recognize him if you saw him. But he's going to do a year in jail, and no one's going to want to touch this guy. I don't care who you work for, whether it's an accounting firm, at Walmart. People, don't you think it'd be hard to get a job after something like that?
Yeah, I feel like it would.
Just doing time for anything is hard enough.
Yeah.
I've been under house arrest several times, but that's never really affected me getting gainful employment. So. But, yeah, it's weird when you know the guy because he seems so – I don't know him, but seeing him, and he just seems so normal. And it's like, wow, this dude, he went all out. Crazy. I saw this, too. This cracked me up. Onion headline that said, Starbucks opens in restroom of existing Starbucks. They're just everywhere.
What?
Starbucks – new Starbucks opens in restroom of existing Starbucks. Like, there's Starbucks upon Starbucks now. I don't even like their coffee that much. I have a question for you, though. Jordan Love did not practice today. I heard that on Mike's sports report.
Yeah.
At what point do you kind of get nervous? Like, he's already been injured once this year. Luckily, you have Malik Willis playing well in Love's absence. But at what point do you go... And whatever, it's a groin injury, right?
Yeah, I just think he said this is the first time he's dealing with one of these.
Okay.
And I'm not really worried. He says he's, you know, he's taking his precautions, but it's not as bad as people think. So I'm not worried.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's weird that you pay him all that money.
Yeah.
And look, he's a good guy. He seems like, I'm not trying to insinuate anything here, but to be injured twice already, and the knee thing was legit, no question about that. And groin injuries can linger. They're very irritating to have. I got a groin injury once just while I was sleeping. You have to stretch out. All right, so Mike Siegel is coming up next at 6:35. It's our popcorn pick of the week, folks. You won't want to miss this. Our question of the night, where do you rank Halloween? Where is it on your holiday scale? Conrad says 4, I say 5. Where do you rank Halloween? This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the 2024 election in its final days, voters have two very different economic plans to consider.
The former president really wants to extend those tax cuts. It was kind of his signature legislative accomplishment in his first term, lower tax rates for companies and for individuals and small businesses. Those tax cuts actually expire next year. So no matter who becomes president, it's going to be a big debate in Congress. And Vice President Harris has put forward policies that would kind of dramatically expand the government's role in trying to make housing more affordable. She also wants to give a tax credit for first-time homebuyers, $25,000 in down payment assistance.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Striking machinists at Boeing to vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer. 33,000 machinists have been on strike for 7 weeks. Federal highway officials announced $635 million in grants to repair or replace numerous old and outdated bridges across the 50 states. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Packer named Defensive Player of the Month. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packer safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney, a free agent from the Giants, leads the league with 6 interceptions. I asked him, how did he feel when Matt LaFleur made the announcement in a team meeting?
I felt good. I mean, me personally, I think there was another month that I should have won it too. But at the end of the day, it's a great honor. You know, I'm happy about it. But, you know, there's more to do.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. The Badgers head to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes 6:30 tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium. On the line, the Heartland Trophy. NBA, the Bucks losing last night to the Grizzlies 122-99 in Memphis. Grizzlies guard Ja Morant with 26 points. The Bucks have lost 4 in a row.
We got to fix this. We didn't make shots, and we have to find a way to get stops. Morant had a free pass tonight as far as driving, and so we got to do a better job of figuring out how to contain guards like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, popcorn eaters. It is great to have you with us tonight as we explore another movie we should all check out and eat popcorn with. Sometimes we have someone on from an actual popcorn store. There are 12,000 of them in Wisconsin. And sometimes we just have a friend of the show or someone who's more of a celebrity make that pick. Tonight we have a celebrity who's a friend, sort of. Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Which one do we put in quotes? Do we put celebrity or friend in quotes?
You know what? I don't believe in labels, Mike. I'm just glad to have you here, buddy. So
glad
how
to
are
be
you?
Here, Pete.
Yeah. How's
Pete, I'm at a Halloween festival right now in outdoors. It's on in Redondo Beach, California. They have blocked off the streets.
Oh wow!
Kids in costumes. It's fun.
Did you ever do the West Hollywood Halloween deal?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I did that.
Yeah,
once.
I used to be in walking distance to it. So that was
right.
A huge night out. I mean, it was that was an all night rager. That one.
Did you dress up today, Mike?
I did not dress up today. I came home. I was working on a cruise ship, and I got home at around 11 o'clock last night. And I'm still a little jet-lagged, Pete, a little tired.
So, okay.
We came here to meet some friends and look at the kids and, you know. But now I see all the people dressed up. I feel like a lame-o.
You could have just worn your boat clothes, Mike, and gone from as Captain Steubing or Gopher or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they put me in the uniform, Pete.
All right, Mike, when you take the stage, we'd like you to have the attire on, the proper attire for the Pacific Princess. So where did you go? You were posting from all over. I loved your vote. You know, you showed your ballot, absentee ballot. Tell me a little bit about, for the listeners, how, and this is not really a political show, but I just thought you had a great message about taking democracy for granted.
Well, I have been to about 100 countries around the world, and I've seen a lot of different alternatives to democracy. I've seen like, you know, communist countries. I've been to monarchies. I've been to a lot of places that are kind of like, you know, lawless, where the voting is kind of a joke.
Yeah.
You know, there's no perfect place to live and there's no perfect government, but of all of them, you know, all the, you know, safest, freest countries in the world are all democracies.
Right.
And you may call them social democracies or our democracies, but they are. And of all the ones I've seen, I'd rather have a vote. You know what I mean? Where
right.
the people can decide their leaders, because people like to say, like, hey, Washington's a swamp. And
right.
yeah, if politicians are corrupt here, let me tell you, you haven't seen corruption until you can't vote them out.
Right.
And there's no corruption like a politician who doesn't have to run for re-election.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
no kidding.
I would rather, you know, I just want people to take part, because one of the biggest bummer is that when you see our turnout numbers, and you'll go to, like, you know, most first world nations, and their turnouts for major elections are like 80-90%. And ours are really hovering around 50.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And for local elections, it could be as low as like 10% for local
right.
elections and things. So it's just, you know, it's going to die by people not even taking part.
And you can't complain and call Washington a swamp and do all these things when we have 50 or 60% voter turnout. You just can't. That doesn't make any sense. It's still the best system. Okay, sure. People are people. They're human beings with human flaws. Vote them out. You know?
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's not perfect.
Right.
And until when it goes away, you know, your grandkids will be sitting there. Wait a minute. You had a vote? You could decide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
right.
Well, how did it get so bad? Well, we didn't really. Yeah, we didn't think it mattered.
Yeah. There was a Laverne and Shirley marathon on that day, and I just couldn't get to the polls, you know.
I mean, it's crazy that we don't do it on a Sunday. It's crazy that we don't have the day off.
Make it a holiday. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is the case in most countries, too. So,
right.
You know. Get out there, people. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Do it.
All right. That is my guest, Mike Siegel. And we're talking about traveling and being in other countries because he has a great podcast called Travel Tales. I highly recommend it. He has great guests. He talks about all the places he's been, where his guests have been, their experiences. It's very enlightening to a guy like me who hasn't traveled as much as I would have liked to in my life. I live vicariously through you, Mike.
And, Pete, you've been to Sheboygan. Come on. You've been to Manitowoc. You've been to Wausau.
Keep going.
Come on.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of every town in Wisconsin.
Multiple times, Mike. I've been there multiple times, so I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying I'm not worldly, but I am Wisconsinly. I've been to a lot of places in my state here that I love. So we're going to talk, Mike, about popcorn. What is your favorite movie snack?
It's funny, but I had to think about it. But you know, I actually. I only eat this one particular candy at the movie theaters and nowhere else.
Really?
And that's Raisinets. And a lot of people, Raisinets are a big dividing line to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many people hate them. I like raisins. I like chocolate. You put them together, buddy. That's a party. I love it.
I like raisins. I like raisins too, to a point. And I like chocolate. But I don't need that is an unholy union. I don't ever need to eat them together. And had I known this, Mike, I probably would have called Jimmy Pardo to be on the show tonight. No. You know, my wife loves Raisinets, too. People love that stuff. So why do you only get it at the movies, though?
Never. If I'm at a 7-Eleven or something and I'm looking over everything and I'm going, nah, I'll get a Snickers bar or something. I will never go for the Raisinets, but... Put me in the theater, buddy, and they get the box, and you rattle them around the box. Love it.
I'm kind of the same way with Goobers, and I can't even believe I order a product named Goobers because it's so repulsive. But I'm with you. Those are just movie snacks. But popcorn, and it started in the Depression, Mike. It was cheap, and it became, you know, they would pop the popcorn in the lobby. The smells would be out there. People enter the theater, and it's just like a sense memory. They're like, oh, yeah, the movie's popcorn. So do you have a favorite popcorn? Do you eat popcorn when you go to the movies?
I don't anymore, but I always did as a kid. And I like to butter on top. I've seen people butter the bottom. Have you seen this? Or butter halfway and then fill it again?
Yeah.
Double butter.
Right.
It's too messy. It's too messy.
I agree. It's like, just give me a bucket of butter and throw a few popcorn kernels in there, you know.
But honestly, when you talk about sense memory, you know how smell is one of your most, you know, powerful sense memories?
Yeah, for sure.
The every time, when the last days, you know, Sears, we all used to shop at Sears. When I was a kid in the 70s, we bought everything at Sears, right? It was like there was no Walmart.
Right.
Sears was everything. We bought everything from our tools to all our back to school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances.
All our appliances, everything. And so, but when we would walk into the store, I remember as a kid, they always had a popcorn machine.
Yeah.
And it would hit you as soon as you walked in, and, or me as a kid, for sure, they had popcorn. And then you would smell, and it would always be like there was the jewelry section, and the ladies' clothes were always on the main floor. And then you would have to go downstairs for the tools and the sporting goods, you know, if I want a new baseball mitt. But the first thing that will hit you when you walk in is that popcorn smell. And there was a Sears in Hollywood on Melrose that is now closed. And in the last days of it being opened, I hadn't been in a Sears probably in 20 years. And I had to go there, and my old garage door opener, which was a Craftsman, I needed a new remote. And so I went to the Sears. And the second I walked in, boom, it hit me like it was like I was 10. I was 10 years old again. It's amazing. And was it popcorn? It was a popcorn film.
Did you buy some?
I didn't. No. I did get a sweet remote, though, buddy. A sweet remote.
All right. That's good. I was just laughing because it's like, you know, do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything. Oh, my God. And you waited for that Christmas catalog. You waited it. You waited.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thumbing through the Christmas catalog was like the greatest thing ever. And I remember.
You're like making a shopping list. You're making Santa's list right there.
Because, you know, Santa, as we all know, shops at Sears.
Yeah, darn right he does.
So, okay. So Raisinets is your favorite movie snack. Or yeah. are your favorite movie snack? I don't even know how I would say that. But so what are you thinking, Mike? Do you have a movie pick? Do you have something ready you could share with us that the listeners might, you know, want to check out? If you do, don't say it right away because we have to do something. But are you ready?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. Conrad.
Do you want a Halloween theme thing?
No, whatever. We do this every week, Mike. It could be Halloween. Plenty okay. of fine Halloween films out there, but it could be something. It could be Room with a View, Blue Velvet, Ghostbuster, whatever you got for us, we'll take.
All right.
So, Conrad, if you please, Mike Siegel is ready with our popcorn pick of the week. All right, lay it on me, Stretch.
I'm going to go with the original Friday the 13th.
Oh, he does go Halloween.
Which I watched in a friend's basement. And spoiler alert, when they jump out of the lake at the end, I leapt out of my chair like a moron. And looking back now, I mean, now we're so, I don't know, jaded with movies and everything like that.
Yeah.
I like to think I probably see it coming nowadays.
Right.
But, man, as a kid, no clue. That messed me up, man. Messed me up.
Isn't that funny, though, that you don't see that coming as a kid? It's like, what? They're just teenagers swimming at night in a lake. That's the scene.
Yeah.
It's just we want to see them doing various swimming strokes. There's nothing bad going to happen here.
No, not at all.
Have you heard about this scene in Terrifier 3? This is like
no.
people in the UK were leaving the theater in droves, nauseated.
Oh, no.
And a couple people vomited. Apparently, this you remember the shower scene in Psycho?
Yeah.
That is apparently a love scene compared to the shower scene in Terrifier 3. Some guy in the movie, he has a crazy name, I can't think of it at the moment, takes a chainsaw to two people having sex in a shower, and they used something like 110 gallons of blood to shoot the scene.
Oh, God.
Is that crazy?
That is nuts. But, you know, people leaving, that's always like a great promotional thing. It's like, people passed out while watching it.
Yeah.
Banned in four countries. You know, they said that about every, like, like The Exorcist and things
exactly.
like that. I remember. But, no, I am not a horror movie guy, man. I have no desire.
Me
no
either.
Desire.
The movie scares me enough and freaks me out enough. But when I'm in a theater and there are people smiling watching that freaks me out
yeah.
even more. Not going to lie.
Right?
yeah. My guest is Mike Siegel. He is the host of such shows as If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for mm-hmm. the Money. He used to host TBS's Movie Break, and now you can check out his podcast, Travel Tales. It's a great one. Mike, where do you rank Halloween? Thank you for the movie pick, by the way. That was superbly done. Appreciate your time okay. for doing that.
Original Halloween?
No. The holiday itself. Where do you rank the holiday of Halloween? Let's say you got Christmas, Thanksgiving, the 4th, Memorial and Labor Days. Arbor Day is a big one, we all know. Where do you rank Halloween?
I rank it between I'll put it 4th.
Okay.
I'll put it 4th after Christmas, Easter. What am I missing in there?
Oh, you
New Year's Eve? No, is that one? Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kwanzaa, Easter. You're going all the religious holidays. And I New Year's Eve, I kind
of
forgot.
No, actually,
about.
I forgot. I, you know, honestly, my favorite one is the one coming up this coming month is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's a day of being grateful, and it's not, there's no religion involved. Everybody celebrates it. It's just overeating, family, football, and I love turkey. So that would be my favorite. So I'll put that number one.
It's gluttony and laziness. It's watching football yes. and stuffing your face with as much food as you can. And what is more American than that, Mike? I ask you that.
God bless America, buddy.
All right. I've got some news to share with you about Homer Simpson. I would like to do that. I hope you can stick around for a couple more minutes past this very short break, and then I'll let you get back to your Halloween celebration there in Redondo Beach. Yeah. Can you hang for just
okay.
a couple more minutes,
I
Mike?
Can.
All right.
For Homer? Sure.
For him, yeah. Need I say more? Mike Siegel's with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
News from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a one-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is, that's creepy music. Welcome back to Nightlight. We just did our popcorn pick of the week. Mike Siegel is our guest. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. Mike, his pick was the original Friday the 13th. It is hard to go wrong with that. That's a great pick, Mike. And he is at the Redondo Beach in Southern California Halloween Festival, but he did not dress up. Mike, I'm wearing a prisoner outfit. And I know, I went all out. I.e. had it in my top drawer and I haven't used it in a couple of years, so I broke it out for the show. So there you go. So, Mike, I kind of teased Homer Simpson. There was a big story in the news as to why Homer Simpson, even though he's been responsible for a nuclear meltdown, has never lost his job in 35 years. Did you catch this? Did you see any of this?
No, right. I did not.
It's because they give you backstory, and I'm not spoiling anything. It already aired, but Abe Simpson, Homer's dad, hilarious character, used to be a private eye, and he had a partner, and Mr. Burns had Abe's partner whacked. And Burnsy, as I call him, said to Abe, as long as you never snitch, you'll always have a job here. So that's why he can have accident after accident and nothing happens to him.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So my guest is Mike Siegel right now. Jenny Slate from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers will be here at 7:35, a pre-recorded interview I did with her the other day. She was wonderful to talk to. And from RogerEbert.com, Chicago film critic Mariah Gates will be here at 7:05. So great to have you with us here on Halloween. Mike, what are the plans for the rest of the night? Just drink yourself silly and pass out somewhere on the street?
Yeah, you know, like mom and dad used to do.
Usual Thursday.
A traditional Halloween.
Right.
But now we're just going to hang out here and see some friends and then call it a night early. You know, nice. We still have a little bit of a Dodgers hangover here. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's exciting. Yeah. They were kind of, you know, I lived there for 14 years. They kind of became my adopted team. And that's the team my kids went to see for the first part of their lives. So.
I
love the Dodgers. I mean, they're not my first team, but yeah, I could always cheer for them. They're a great organization. No complaints about the Dodgers winning. So, all right, what movie are you most looking forward to seeing, Mike? There's the holiday movie season is right around the corner. You got Gladiator 2, Wicked is opening. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing?
Boy, that's a good question, Pete. I am not up on the new ones, although I did see that ad for Wicked, and I heard that it's like really long. Am I correct on that? And there's going to be a two-parter? Is that what I...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like Scorsese long, but it's probably 2+ hours, I would imagine. Isn't it funny the guy that's almost 90 is the one who makes the longest movies? Like, it seems like you're kind of tempting fate there a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Come on, let's get to the point. Time is expensive now.
He doesn't know. He's at Sears looking for Cheese Whiz and a belt.
A bologna and a shovel. Who was that? Was that Steve Iott? He was talking about Meyer. That was
right.
Like 4 a.m. I need a bologna and a shovel.
Oh, he's so fun. I've been trying to get him on this show. And he's he's fantastic. He's one of the funniest guys I know. But he's like, yeah, can I do it when I'm going to work in Wisconsin when I have a gig? I'm like, sure, but I don't know when that's going to be. So, Mike, let me ask you this.
To you, man.
Before I let you go, if you had to choose between watching a really great movie, a feature film, a couple hours long, or a season of TV that you could really binge watch, what would you do? What would you pick?
Boy, that's tough. You know, and people are always recommending, oh, you got to watch this Netflix show. And once I hear, oh, it's got 4 seasons. And then I start adding it up and I'm just like, wait, that's 10 shows a season.
Yeah.
That's 40 hours of my life I got to commit. And I like a good series, but I think it's been so long now that a movie's truly blown me away.
Yeah.
That if I saw a really good movie and you're in and out, 2 hours and it moves you, and I'd take a good movie right now.
That is exactly how I feel. I kind of feel like the amount of great movies that come out are few and far between. And
yeah, because all the best writing is now on TV.
Correct. And that's how I feel. Like, yeah. I just watched this. We've talked about this show on Nightlight here, Bad Monkey, which I liked.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Now I'm on Lioness. You know, I'm trying to pick my good action shows or whatever. But, to find a really great TV show. It's tough too.
Slow Horses, Pete. Slow Horses.
Yeah, I know. I got to check that out. Everybody says it's
pretty
great.
Good one, and we got into that. And then, you have thoughts on Only Murders in the Building?
You know, I watched 2 or 3 episodes, and it's not like I didn't. I'll be honest. Steve Martin and Martin Short, both very funny guys, legends. Love them both. I'm just tired of the act. It's too cute. We're friends, and we crack each other up. They're great. I can't really complain, but. And I should watch the show, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But I probably will.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, I think it's tailing a little bit because it is getting a little more meta and kind of cute for itself, I think.
Right.
But till he dies, I will watch Martin Short do anything.
They're both great. I don't mean to, like, they're both legends. But, Mike, thank you so much for making our Popcorn Pick of the Week. So awesome to talk to you, buddy. Glad you got back to the country here safe. And
thank you.
I will see you at the popcorn machine at Sears.
Absolutely, buddy.
All right. Happy Halloween, Mike. Thanks again.
You too.
All right. Thanks. That's Mike Siegel. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. Very interesting podcast, especially if you don't get to travel as much yourself as you would like to. Mike just shares really fun experiences that he and his guests have had. So, all right. Very exciting. In just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news, Chicago film critic Mariah Gates will be here, and we're going to talk Noirvember. If you love noir films, folks, you're not going to want to miss this. And Jenny Slate coming up at 7:35 from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.